بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you of two very important things. One is that the sweetness of the sin is temporary. The effect of that sin is permanent. The sweetness of the sin is temporary. The effect of that sin is permanent. The pain of the test, the difficulty of the test is temporary. The benefit of that test is permanent. And I therefore remind myself and you not to get fooled by shaitan and do things which have a long-term harm for us. For example, if you take the thing which I keep on harping about all the time, which is halal earning and halal eating, the benefit, the perceived benefit, there is no benefit, but what shaitan convinces those who indulge in haram earning, that there is benefit in this haram earning. Shaitan convinces us that there is benefit in selling alcohol, there is benefit in selling lottery tickets, there is benefit in selling tobacco, there is benefit in selling pornographic literature. Shaitan convinces us, so we sell these things in our shops. Shaitan convinces us that it is beneficial to deal with interest, and that is why we deal with interest, even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised his punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised his punishment for the one who deals with interest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared war on the one who deals with interest. Now, what more do we really need? When we are looking at something which is potentially harmful, what can be more harmful than a declaration of war from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yet shaitan convinces us that dealing in interest is permissible, and he puts us in a position of potentially committing kufr because shaitan shows us that we can escape the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing something, and he puts a spin on it and he says, this is okay in this country, that country. Please understand that the one who makes what Allah has made halal into haram, or the one who makes what Allah has made haram into halal, is committing kufr because he is changing the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan does all this. So remember that all these games are temporary. The effect of them is permanent, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, those who deal in interest, and he named four people. He said, Allah has cursed, and which means Allah's curse and the Nabi's curse is on four kinds of people. The one who lends on interest, the one who borrows on interest, the one who writes down that agreement, and the two who bear witness. So there are five people: the borrower, the lender, the recorder, and the two witnesses. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, all of them are cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Kulluhum sawa. He said, they are all equal. Now think about that. The one who is lending is doing it with the expectation of benefit. The one who is borrowing is borrowing with the expectation of benefit. The one who's recording the deed is neither lending nor borrowing. He's only recording it, and he probably gets a salary for that. And the witnesses, they are neither borrowing nor lending. They are not getting a salary. They are just bearing witness to this. Rasulullah said, all are cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they are all equal in that curse, equal in that punishment. But shaitan will convince you that this is okay. Now, up to you. You want to believe Allah and His Rasul alayhi salam, or you want to believe Shaitan. We are free to believe whoever we want, but the result of that belief is not the same. If we believe in something which is wrong, the result will always be harmful. Let us be very clear in our minds. So therefore, I remind myself and you that let us not allow this dunya to fool us into doing something which is harmful for us in this dunya wal akhirah. Now, the point I want to make here is, every single thing that we have in this world, we are going to leave behind. The thing that will go with us is our amal. So if you have a shop in which you are selling haram things, believe me, that shop is giving you money. You are making good money. By which I mean lot of money, not good in the sense of good as in pure. It's haram, it is impure, but it is a lot of money. You're making a lot of money. But that wealth will remain here when you die. What will go with you is your decision to earn in that way. So you are standing all day in your shop and you are selling haram. That action of yours will go with you. But your money that you made is going to remain here. Now just think about this for yourself and say, what sense does it make to sell what is going with us for that which is temporary and which will remain here? What sense does it make? We are giving up something which is potentially beneficial for us, which we could have taken with us, which is good deeds. And instead of that, we are taking haram material things, which in any case, we would have to leave behind. So I want you to do this as an exercise. Sit with yourself and your family and sit with whoever is with you. And for each of them, look at them in the face and say, this one I will leave behind. For each of these things, sit down and say to yourself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this I am going to leave. What is going with me is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's this action, right? What is going with me is the effect of this action. This thing itself, I am going to leave behind. And then ask yourself, whatever you are doing for that thing, is it worth doing or not? Do this with everything in your life, with your spouse, with your children, with your parents, with your business, with your house, with your dealings, especially your dealings, every single one of them, right? Sit with that. If the answer is yes, alhamdulillah, I'm doing a great job, this is something which will be sadaqah jariyah for me, then by all means continue to do it. But if you are looking at your business in which you are committing haram, say to yourself, this is going to be finished. This will be here because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَضُ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. Whatever is with you will perish, will finish. And what is with Allah will remain. So ask yourself, what is going to be here? What is going to perish? What is going to be with Allah? This one which is with me is going to perish. This dukan of mine, this shop of mine, this business of mine will remain here. I will be in my grave. The business will go to whoever is and inherits from me. But I will be answering in my grave for what I did. If Allah does not forgive me, I will be punished while those who inherit my business will be enjoying that money. And if they are enjoying haram money, when their time comes to go into their graves, they will also be punished. Now, brothers and sisters, the time to wake up is not when Malakul Maut comes for us. The time to wake up is before that. If we don't wake up before that, when Malakul Maut comes, we will be in serious, serious, serious trouble. I don't wish that for myself and I don't wish that for you. So please understand, let us change our lives because there is no alternative. Our life must be changed. So please, make sure that we do not do anything which is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because as I told you, the sin is sweet, but the sweetness will remain here. The sin itself, the action, the effect of that action will go with us into our graves and will be with us when we are resurrected. And this will be the cause of punishment for us, illa mashallah, unless Allah forgives us when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us not put ourselves in a position where when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the opportunity to repent, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the opportunity to turn towards Him, we did not turn towards Him, we did not repent. And when the opportunity is gone, then we want to sit and say, oh, I wish I had done this and done that. No, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't happen. And if we do not, if we continue in that way, then we are going to be in serious problems for ourselves. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do that which is pleasing to Him and to save us from ourselves. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.